Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's program. I'm your host, Zach Drew.
And I'm Andrew Bellers.
It's been a long time in the making. I am finally just excited to be able to announce that we officially have launched our call center.
That's right.
So it is a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week, 365 days a year call center, day or night. This will be the very first time I have an opportunity to say this on the program. You can now call 888-459-5727, and someone representing our ministry will be talking to you on the other end. If you want to help support this ministry, which is really important, especially because I forget to talk about it, I think this would have been the third week in a row had I not done it that we haven't talked about it. And I need to talk about it more because we need your help at all times. You know, we have a very small reserve that, you know, it gets a little lower every week whenever I don't talk about giving. So if you could just give, you know, if you've been watching this program, you want to support this ministry, you want to invest in this ministry, in good soil that produces an incredible yield. If you want to support us, please get involved. You just call 888-459-5727 and support this ministry. And also, if you need prayer, call that number. We'll have someone there at all times, day or night, to pray for you. If you're going through a crisis, someone will stand with you in that gap. They'll pray for you right then and right there. So one more time, 888-459-5727. And listen, whenever you're calling, you can, you know, give through there. You know, they'll walk you through, you know, what, you know, where would you like to give? How would you like to give? But you can also sign up for our Paul Revere report. You can give a donation for our Liberty Blend coffee, which is amazing. There was a lot of developing that went into that coffee. We've got emails over the past year that it's the most delicious coffee that people have had. I mean, like literally, like that's what they're saying. They're saying this is the best coffee that we have ever had. And listen, here's the thing. I'm a coffee connoisseur, right? I've got myself a little, you know, refined palate,
yeah,
you know, up for coffee. I drink it black. I want to taste it. And this coffee is legit. So you can call that number and order yourself a bag of coffee, order yourself, you know, 1,000 bags of coffee, whatever you want to do. But I want to encourage everybody that hasn't gotten involved in a recurring manner to call that number and join the Paul Revere Club for a monthly donation of $30. And then every month, we will send you a special news report to your email, and you'll receive the, you know, the shocking articles that we just didn't have time to cover on the show, written commentary explaining the significance of these current events and how they align with prophecies that God gave us thousands of years ago through His Word. The newsletter will have written recaps of the show. A lot of people have, you know, requested, you know, Zach, could I get some notes on the things you talked about? You know, whether it's like DMT and ayahuasca or, you know, a scriptural look at the transgender movement. The newsletter will have the written recaps of the shows that took place during that month as well. This is all exclusive content that you can only receive as a member of the Paul Revere Club. We are also going to have a section in there with all the videos and articles that I read each month that I feel like you would enjoy that we don't have time to talk about on the program. Do you realize that if we simply had 300 new Paul Revere Club members, that we would actually never have to have another fundraiser? I mean, it's just amazing. 300. If 300 people got involved and said, you know what? I'm going to call 888-459-5727 and I'm going to support the Zach Drew Show and the vision of this ministry. Because once again, we are one singular show right now. And we believe we are going to be an online internet network. Oh gosh, I want to talk about it. Okay, well, I'll just say this. in this year, in the calendar year of 2023, there is going to be some major movements, major shifts in this ministry. Someone is going to be joining our team. Most of you know this person. They are an awesome human being, and they have a lot to bring to the table. And I don't think I'm off at all whenever I say we could have an online internet network of multiple shows this year.
Yeah.
And it's just an incredibly exciting time. I want to tell you who it is, but I can't, because there's certain things that we have to get done before this takes place. And I so wish, once again, I tell Andrew about 3 times a week, you know, if you want to stay, you can stay, but Andrew will be leaving us in a few months. I took him and his wife out. They're the best wings in town. I'm doing this like a carnivore diet thing, right. You know, where, you know, people think Atkins. Well, it's not Atkins, because Atkins long term will kill you. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what I'm doing is kind of, it's really meat based. I'm having some salads and stuff, but it's almost all clean meat.
Right.
And I treat myself every once in a while, because they are the best wings you can ever imagine here in Decatur. They only sell them 1 time a week.
They were amazing.
Oh my gosh. So Andrew and his wife and myself, we went out last night to eat these wings. And I said, guys, I said, I'm not going to lie to you. I said, I have an agenda. I said, I'm hoping you guys like these wings so much you'll stay in Decatur. You know, just joking around. But we wish Andrew, and Andrew, just so you know, whenever you do take off, as you know, you'll always be welcome back. And he is going to be a board member for IGBY Ministry.
Yeah.
But there is someone coming that's coming that I'm just so stinking excited about. So once again, please, whenever you invest into this ministry, it is not just the Zach Drew Show. You are investing into the vision, into the network. You know, I call it IGBY. That's what our 501 is. It's called IGBY. And the show that we have right now is just one show. It's the Zach Drew Show. But the covering over everything is IGBY, which stands for, it's a promise that God gave, yes, to Moses, but he gave it to Joshua. I go before you. That's what it's an acronym. I go before you. And it's a promise he gave to Joshua that he's going to go before him and be with him as he leads a wandering generation, an entire generation, into that promised land. And that promised land today is Jesus. That's what it is. It's Jesus. But Joshua was also commissioned to expose and to tear down these high places, these occultic places of power. That's our vision, is that people would come to know Jesus, and we're exposing the things also and tearing down these wicked things that are in the world. So much is going to be happening here at this ministry this year. Get involved. 300 people is all it would take. And here's the thing, whenever you call that number and say, listen, the Power of Ear Club is $30 a month, I want to give 90. Do you realize that would, if 100 people did that, said I want to give $90 a month, mm-hmm. it would support everything that we're doing and everything that we are going to be doing this year. That's right. Big things are happening. Big things are moving. Once again, call that number and get involved. You can also go online to ZachDrewShow.com. And there's also, you know, the old snail mail, which we have a lot of, which is awesome. A lot of faithful people get through the mail. You can just send it to IGBY or Zach Drew Show at P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, 62525. We have quite the program planned out for you today. We're going to get right into it right after this. I want to talk about something today that, once again, is controversial. And understand, I don't seek out, well, what can I say that is controversial? It literally is just, I'm led along this process. There's so many things that we could talk about every week, and the things that I just can't get away from, those are the ones that we decide on. That's why, you know, we put all the other stuff in the Power of Your Report. But listen, this week I read an article. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. And I almost still can't quite believe it. And it's going to kind of go into the theme of what we were talking about last week as well, with the scriptural view of the transgender movement. Listen, look at the headline of this article. This is from the New York Post. Washington bill to allow medical transgender interventions on minors without parental consent. Now you might be thinking, well, you know, I've been hearing some of these things that these kids can do these things at school and the schools don't even have to inform their parents.
Yeah.
This, which is wicked, which is so nasty, this is even more wicked. I want to go ahead and preface it by saying all Democrats voted yes. All. All Republicans voted no. The Washington state legislature passed Senate Bill 5599 in April of 2023. Right now, which allows the state to legally take children from their parents if they do not consent to their child's gender transitions surgery. I could scream.
Yeah.
A debased mind. Wickedness. Now, the opposition, according to the bill's text, said, you know, a quote, a parent's job is to protect their child. This bill strips parents of that ability. Gender is in your imagination. This bill legalizes the kidnapping of children, allows for the harboring of minors, and segregates us from the union. People, it's already been passed. This isn't some crazy, off-the-wall, liberal, grooming Marxist that says, you know, I think we should do this. It's done.
Yeah.
Washington State. After it passed the House, State Representative Tana Sin, a Democrat who supported the bill, said, I am saying tonight to them that I see you, that I affirm you, that I hear you, that I love you. It's all a bunch of bullcrap. That's what it is. They are abusing kids, children, and they're saying that they're doing the right thing, that they're loving them, that they're seeing them, that they're affirming them, while kidnapping them away from actual loving parents. A Democrat Washington State Senator Marco Elias issued a statement when the bill passed, saying this. This is their thinking on the matter. Under current law, if a child who has run away from home goes to a licensed shelter, that shelter is required to notify the parents unless a compelling reason applies. The bill allows certified shelters to contact the Department of Children, Youth, and Families in lieu of parents in certain additional circumstances. What, like they're being beaten at home? Right? No, nothing like that. Total and complete neglect? No, nothing like that. Well, what are the additional circumstances whenever a parent will not be notified? Well, such as when a youth is seeking reproductive health services or gender-affirming care. The progressive lawmaker explains why the government should strip parents of their rights to make critical life-altering decisions for their minor children and give them a place to live with people who agree with the mutilation of minor children. Here's another, he goes on. This bill is an important step in ensuring young people across the state have a roof over their heads during an already challenging period in their life. While we hope that every child has a supportive family that will provide them with acceptance and the care they need, it's crucial that we provide housing options to those in crisis. The legislation would ensure that children who may not have supportive families at home do not end up on the street, but instead have shelter when seeking these protected health services. This bill is such an important step towards protecting our at-risk youth in Washington, said Danny Eskini, executive director of Gender Justice League. It takes immense courage and bravery for trans youth to come out to their family and ask for support. All young people in Washington State should have the right to be safe, true to themselves, and to live free of violence. This bill helps us ensure the safety and opportunity of some of the most vulnerable young people we work with. All Democrats voted yes. All Republicans voted no.
Yeah, there's an element to this. And the words of this representative, just as you've been talking, these words just keep running through my head. When this representative, Tana Sen, said, "I am saying tonight to them that I see you, I affirm you, that I hear you, that I love you." This is a representative of our state, of the government, saying to the kids, your parents don't love you, your parents don't affirm you, but I, a representative of your government, I love you, as if to say, I love you more than your parents. And I'm going to be talking about this a little bit later in the show, but we've been covering this, how a major goal of the left is to destroy, utterly destroy, the family unit, which is one of the most foundational systems of government that was actually ordained by God.
The family unit.
And this is just another way that the state is saying, your family doesn't love you. It's a way to disconnect youth from their families, destroy the family unit, and take control of citizens from cradle to grave.
That's right. So, just to kind of put this in, once again, perspective, Democrats and Republicans, and not all Republicans are good, not all Republicans are Christian, but listen to this. This is State Senate Republican leader John Braun blasted the bill for attacking parents' rights. That's what he had to say. The only thing the bill would do is cause harm by driving a wedge between vulnerable kids and their parents. Wow, that's logic. Wow, that's actually rational thinking. Between the parents and the kids at a time when a teen lacks the perception and judgment to make critical life-altering decisions. A parent may not even know why the child ran away and could involve law enforcement or other groups in a desperate search of being frantic, all the while going through an unnecessary emotional nightmare imagining the worst about what have happened. They are legally able to kidnap your children and not even tell you. They just don't come home. They just don't come home. So let's wrap this up. So this bill will make it standard for parents disapproving of their kid transitioning to lose not only any say in the kid's health care or knowledge of it, but if you disagree, you will also lose custody of your children. This is happening in America. You know, think about it like this. In many cases of, you know, if someone on their age of 18, a young teenager, commits murder, it's often the defense that they'll argue that the minors, you know, they're still developing their brain and an inability to fully comprehend and understand their actions should absolutely be considered in any of the judgments, right? That's the standard defense. But in the case of profound life-altering genital mutilation and chemical treatments, suddenly we are to believe that the child has full and complete knowledge of the ramifications of these lifelong procedures? In the Holy Scriptures, the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, says this, "Woe to those," meaning if you read the whole section, it's talking about judgment is coming on those. Judgment terrifying judgment. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. And once again, I'm not going to go take a deep dive into it, but go and watch last week's show. Why is God sending his judgment? Because they did not see fit to acknowledge God. In that chapter of Romans, it talks about a people who once knew God, and they left the knowledge of God and no longer honored God and replaced him with other gods. And a sign of that was what came first of these three phases of judgment, of signs that God is judging a people, was first a sexual revolution, which started in the late 1950s and 1960s. Then it was preceded by a homosexual revolution. And the third phase, the final phase, this is where things like transgenderism and pedophilia and the most wicked things on the planet can take place, is the third phase, where it says this: God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. This is God's judgment. And that is how people can honestly think in their wicked brains, so detached, so debased from truth, how they can think in their minds that giving chemical castration pills to children is not horrible, it's not debased, but it's a good thing. It's a loving thing. I see you. I affirm you. I love you. It's judgment. How they can perform irreversible mastectomies on girls as young as 13 and think that's okay. How trans adults, this is an article, trans adults strip naked in front of kids on public television to normalize sex change surgeries. How the UN now is seriously considering legalizing pedophilia. That's from Fox News. A crazy mind. An unfit mind, a reprobate mind, a debased mind. And it is a sign of God's judgment. Another sign of God's judgment, you can read about it in Deuteronomy 28, verse 32. It says, your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people while your eyes look on and fail with longing for them all day long, but you shall be helpless. A sign of judgment upon a people is when the children are taken from us. And that is not just physically taken, that is emotionally taken, that's psychologically taken. But in this case, it literally is physically taken from us. If you talk about the indoctrination of the schools, they are mentally taken from us at such an early age. They are taking the children from us. Vadi Bakum, Christians will not win the culture war until they remove their children from government schools. You cannot ever expect to win while you give your kids up 180 days to wicked indoctrination. That's honestly why I believe that in the United Nations 2030 agenda, I believe goal number 4 is actually an attack on homeschool and even private school. You know, you have to remember that the blueprint for this global governance that the Antichrist will rule, right? Well, there's a blueprint for it, and it's called the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals. It was initially put in effect in 2015. It is described by the United Nations as a new universal agenda. If you read through that on the United Nations website, you'll see that there are 17 goals, which is all just a Trojan horse for world fascism. But goal number four is to ensure inclusive and equitable, there's that word, equitable, quality education, to ensure, guarantee inclusive and equitable quality education, and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. This is why I think before 2030, you will see a major push to make homeschooling children illegal. They want your kids. They want to raise them. Cradle to grave control. Yeah. That should be their campaign motto.
It should be. And we're talking about the LGBT movement, and I want to make a statement here that indoctrinating children, targeting children, it's not just an element of the LGBT movement. I believe it is truly a cornerstone tenet, a foundational, you know, we're going to talk about how liberalism in itself is a type of religion. If it's a type of religion, this is one of their cornerstone tenets of faith, mm-hmm. is targeting children. And I want to make a case here. I've got a list of incredible radical examples. Here's the first one. They're targeting kids through their toys, even. Here's an article from Illinois Family Institute. Everything is not awesome at Lego. In 2021, Lego released a set called Everyone is Awesome, inspired by the LGBTQ flag. It was released in honor of Pride Month. In 2022, they launched a campaign entitled, quote, The A through Z of Awesome, with the tagline stating, quote, This is the A through Z of Awesome, a colorful alphabet of identities built from Lego bricks, created by our incredible LGBTQIA plus all the other letters fans. Among others, you'll find C for coming out, I for intersex, L for lesbian,
what?
N for non-binary, and Q for queer. I mean, these are toys that historically have always been geared and targeted towards children and the youngest children. And now they're complete, they have a full campaign geared towards LGBTQ. That's just one example. And there's lots of examples, actually, of how stores have removed girls and boys sections. Target has done this. Toys R Us, before it went, you know, bankrupt, did this. Removing girls and boys sections from their toy
departments. Can you even imagine a six-year-old learning about coming out for intersex, learning about what a lesbian is? You know, mommy, what is non-binary? What is a queer, mommy? Q for queer, right? That was one of them?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And
still in the innocence.
As we go on, I mean, this is literally grooming. I mean, this is by definition grooming. Yeah. The next one. So we're going from their toys to their entertainment. Disney, president of entertainment, wants 50% of all characters gay or underrepresented. Now, she said that last year, but they have actually been implementing this and making good on this promise all the way back to 2017. I mean, here's just a list of some of Disney's most recent movies that feature gay characters. The live-action Beauty and the Beast movie, Avengers Endgame, Toy Story 4, Finding Dory, Cruella, Onward, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, Lightyear, Strange World. These are all movies inherently geared towards children that are pushing the LGBT message.